It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, brought to you by Nibblite Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was 101 years ago today that a 46-year-old inventor and newspaperman named Garrett Morgan from Cleveland, Ohio, received a patent for a three-position traffic signal.
Oh, traffic light.
Yes, traffic.
That's what you're trying to say, traffic light.
Though Morgan's was not the first traffic signal, that one had been installed in London in 1868, it was an important innovation. By having a third position besides just stop and go, it regulated crossing vehicles more safely than earlier signs had.
And what's the other one? Speed up? Is that what the yellow means?
Well,
it depends. No, just slow down, sir. You're supposed to say slow down. That's the safe one.
There were manually operated traffic signals where major streets cross one another in Cleveland, but they were not all that effective. The problem was that they switched back and forth between stop and go with no interval in between, so drivers had no time to react when the command changed.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right.
So in 1922, Morgan witnessed an accident between a horse-drawn carriage and a car, which sparked inspiration to prevent the likelihood of future events like that occurring.
Yeah.
So he designed a manually operated traffic signal with moving arms featuring stop and go signs, which could be situated on a post at traffic intersections. The arms could also be raised halfway to indicate caution moving forward, the ancestor of our yellow light.
And those would be manually operated by, like, what, somebody sitting at the side of the road?
Yeah, there was a traffic attendant that would crank the post to operate the signal, and all lanes could be stopped by showing the stop sign if they needed to.
Wow.
And he later sold the rights for his invention to General Electric for $40,000.
There you go. What was that? A lot of money back then,
Back then, yeah.
Over 100 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
So before traffic lights, traffic police controlled the flow of traffic. On December 9th, 1868, the first non-electric gaslit traffic lights were installed outside the Houses of Parliament in London. They were proposed by a railway engineer who had adapted this idea from his design of railway signaling systems.
Oh, sure.
The green, yellow, and red color scheme for traffic lights also comes from a system used by the railroad industry since the 1830s. So railroad companies had developed a lighted means to let train engineers know when to stop or go, with different lighted colors representing different actions. They chose red as the color for stop, it is thought, because that's been used to indicate danger for centuries.
Oh, sure, danger.
For the other colors, they chose white as the color for go.
That's terrible.
And green as the color for caution.
Right. All mixed up.
However, since two of the lights had a colored filter, confusion resulted if one of the lenses fell off, because then there would be two white lights. And you wouldn't know what to do in that situation.
Right.
If a red filter was damaged, the conductor would see the white light and think it was safe to go.
Oh, boy.
When it wasn't. So the railroad decided to change it so that the green meant go and a yellow caution light was chosen, primarily because the color is so distinct from the other two colors.
Sure. And then make better lenses for the lights also.
Yeah. Make sure they stay on there better.
Yeah. Glue them on good.
The control of traffic lights made a big turn with the rise of computers in America in the 1950s. Thanks to computers, the changing of lights made traffic flow even better thanks to computerized detection. A pressure plate was placed at intersections so that computers would know that a car was waiting there at the red light. Today, many traffic lights use sophisticated computer systems to manage traffic flow and reduce congestion. Some cities have even implemented smart traffic lights.
What do they
which do? Which use real-time data to adjust signal timing based on traffic volume and other factors.
Well, yes. Sir, we've come a long way.
Asheville, Ohio claims to be the home of the oldest working traffic light in the world, which was used at an intersection of public roads from 1932 to 1982 when it was moved to a local museum.
Oh.
And AAA says that on average, Americans spend 58.6 minutes a year at red lights.
So just shave an hour.
That adds up to about 6 months of your life spent waiting at traffic lights.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very interesting. You picked out a record to go along with traffic lights, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play 1, 2, 3 Red Light by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
I'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, the biggest hits in the history of the world. It's the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. They do some good stuff. 1, 2, 3 Red Light, the name of the song. Sarah, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about traffic lights.
Sure. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, the first, non-electric gaslit traffic lights were installed outside the Houses of Parliament in London.
Traffic lights were based on signals used by railroads.
And Americans will spend around 6 months of their lives waiting at traffic lights.
Listening to Legends 1027, hopefully.
We can make it better while you're waiting.
Of course we can. Especially if you catch the Wiki Corner, you'll learn something.
Yeah.
While you're waiting there. Folks want to learn more about traffic lights, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Sure. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And we stream this every day at 4:10 live on Facebook, facebook.com/legends1027. Then we archive the video. If that wasn't enough, we archive it up at YouTube. You go search Sarah's wiki corner, you'll see the entire archive up there. It's brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
We're back Thursday, of course.
4:10 tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Santana's on the way. We've got the police. They're coming too on Legends 102.7.